When I know where you stand and how you feel, I will know myself, for you are my creation and my reflection. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. When I know where you stand and how you feel, I will know myself, for you are my creation and my reflection. It's so easy to go around the world looking at the world as a problem and looking at all the people as problems and say, why is there war in that country? Why is there peace in that country? Why is there disease and poverty in that area? And why is there abundance in that area? And then I say to you, ha 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 ha. When I know where you stand and how you feel, I will know myself, for you are my creation and my reflection. Every condition in the entire universe is our reflection. Every condition in the entire universe is our creation. Every condition. Now, we like to play with the idea, well, I'm the allness, and I'm the isness, and I'm everywhere, and I am universal. And then when it comes time for somebody giving us a hard time, we say, why do they do that to me? Why do they do that? We want to be all, and yet we can't even take care of our own little sphere of environment here that we're in. So, that's enough of the laugh. Now we want to get down to business. How do we take care of the business in our little sphere of environment? How do we take charge of all of the circumstances that we're creating? Let's just take our own little household. That's a good start. In our house, we have people, we have dogs, we have cats, and we have all sorts of children and various other things. And they're all experimenting with themselves. The dog sees how much he can get away with. He gets his nose closer and closer to your plate, and he's like saying, now you turn your head the other way, and I'll just gobble that, and you won't even notice that I've taken it. And that's what you think. That's what you think. You're creating the dog doing that. Now, if you are truly the master, you'll create the dog sitting quietly on the floor, eating his food at his time, and not being the slightest bit concerned in yours. You will not create the dog interested in the delicious smell of your food. You say that all the time. Ha 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 ha. He likes the delicious smell of my food. And sure enough, he does. Now, the dog doesn't have to like the delicious smell of your food. The dog can be just perfectly happy doing whatever the dog wants to do. Or whatever you want the dog to do. Let's just stop there a moment and look at the dog. Why is a dog on earth at all? A dog is on earth to be our pet. Now, you say, what about wild dogs? Well, they just haven't been gathered in to be the pet. But they're somebody's pet, but just not yet. So we want to recognize that that's why they're created here. Everything on earth, everything in the universe is created for our enjoyment. Now, if we ever think that things are harmful to us or not for our enjoyment, it's because that's what we have created them to be. We have released them from our direction, if you will, rather than control, our direction. And if we had them in our direction, then they would indeed be doing beautiful things as we direct them to do. However, if we say, I have no controller, I can't control my kids, I can't control my husband, I can't control my wife, I can't control my dog, my animals, that's for sure. I can't control my community, I can't control my neighbor, you know, you hear it, all these things. Well, keep it up. Because you're merely saying, I do not want to take control. Now, just for instance, your neighbor. Your neighbor is upset with you for a number of very good reasons. And you are not too happy about that. And you just hate his guts. And you say, yuck, you know. And then all of a sudden, the neighbor's child has a problem and needs instant help. And you are there in your driveway with the car, and the neighbor says, will you take me to the hospital, my boy? You take him to the hospital with his wife. You don't think a thing about your irritation with each other. You don't say, I don't like you, I have not enjoyed your company, and you are a bad neighbor. You don't say that. In emergency, you just jump together and do this together, and you take care of him. And while you're sitting there in the hospital, you say to him, I see your boy whole and perfect. I see everything in divine order. I see your boy whole and perfect. And the neighbor says, my God, you have a wonderful consciousness. You have a wonderful attitude. Thank you so much. And by the time you go home, you're the best of friends because you met each other on a very harmonious basis, in inharmonious circumstances, but a harmonious basis in which you were able to be a blessing to him. Now, if we could be a blessing to other nations in the world, not take care of them, not take over their life, not take over their government and their activities, but just be a blessing in their life. To be there in an emergency, if they have a problem, and just come in and be helpful, not to take over their control, not to take over everything for them, but to be there with them, to understand them, and say, hey, you don't owe me anything, you know? And back away. Do you think there'd be war in this world? No way. There'd only be peace, harmony, love, right action. Now, when your dad says to you, would you give me a hand here, please? I'm reading the newspaper. I'm watching TV. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Well, there's nothing more important when you have a problem and you say, Dad, would you help me? I'm reading the newspaper. I'm doing this. You see, it's a two-way street. So, when you say, Dad, will you help me? Know in your heart that he wants to help you above everything else. He would drop heaven and hell to be at your side if you needed him. And if you want him lovingly, don't go begging for nothing at all. Just come and say, Dad, I'm putting together this puzzle. Would you give me a hand? You're so smart on these things, and you're not trying to ply him and manipulate him. You're just saying, you're so smart on these things. I want to learn how to be that smart too. Well, what's he going to do? He say, well, son, I don't know if I'm so smart, but let's look at it together, you know. And you gain a new idea of your dad, and your dad gains a new idea of you. Your dad learns that you can be respectful, and you learn that your dad has got a lot of love and a lot of caring for you. But it'll never happen if you don't start creating each other as friendly people, as people that you want to be with. Every time my dad comes in the house, he sits right down and he starts reading the newspaper and watching television, and he hasn't got time to even hug us kids. Well, start different. Every day my dad comes home into the house, he gives us all a big hug, asks us how was our day. He spends a few minutes with each one of us, you know, just really checking us out to make sure everything's going good. And then he says, well, now, I forgot everybody. I missed the dog. Come on over here, Spot. Yeah. And got to give you a love too. And then after he's done, he says, I'm ready to sit down and relax for a few minutes. And all the kids come running and they say, Dad, can I bring your slippers? Dad, can I do this? Can I? You know, it's a mutual desire of love. And somebody has to start it. Are you going to be the one? Your dad going to be the one? Who's going to be the one who starts it? Someone's got to start it because you are their creation, and they are your creation. Now, what kind of creation are you going to be? If they're expecting you to be recalcitrant and not cooperative, then that's what you'll be. Unless you decide, hey, I'm going to be cooperative. Even though I've been a nasty guy up to now, I'm going to change. I'm going to be cooperative, I'm going to be loving, and I'm going to see just what this is all about. And so, what happens? My goodness. Wonderful things happen. And the whole world changes. And my community changes. And my family changes. And my dog even changes, you know. When I say, hey, Spot, let me take you for a walk. And the rest of the kids say, well, I want to take him. Well, let's all take him for a walk. And so here we are with one little dog with six leashes on him. And the dog says, boy, am I loved. You know, not one leash, but six. Everybody's got a leash. And then Pop says, hey, can I come too? You want to come too? For sure. And Mom says, well, look, I can't be left out. I'll put the dinner on later. I want to come too. This looks like fun. So now he's got 8 leashes. And he is the proudest puppy in the whole world because his family each have a leash on him. Mm-hmm. They each care about this guy. Now, you think that dog is going to be cooperative? He knows being loved is a nice thing. And he's going to do everything in his power to be lovable. He does that pretty well by himself, but now he's going to think up new ways to be lovable. Instead of chewing up Dad's slipper, he's going to bring it to Dad. Uh-huh. Whole and perfect. But that's all consciousness. When I know where you stand and how you feel, I will know myself, for you are my creation and my reflection. So when I know how the world is around me and I'm so happy with it, it's my reflection. It's who I am, and it's a joyous thing. And I was just thinking that I had contacted my wife and my son and so forth and grandson and said, I mislaid my plug for my iPod. And if they find it, let me know. Well, I found it. I found the plug right behind my computer screen where I usually plug in things that I let, you know, charge up. And there it was. I thought, oh my goodness. So I immediately sent them all an email and told them that I found it. And so far, just my wife has called. She called to say, well, did you find it? I'm so happy for you. And then she said, and you know, you told me I should stop taking the newspaper for $30 a month and get that TV for, you know, channel the cable and for 30. And she says, it's only $19.50 for the first 3 months each. And it's $30 after that. And then the lady said, I should really pay $1.10 more a month for having them come in and service the lines and so forth if necessary. And she said, I let them talk me into it. And then they wanted to charge me for putting in, installing it, which is part of their program. And she said, well, I just got this slip here, and it says you will install it free as part of your courtesy. And they said, okay. So they're going to install it free, and everything is in divine order. And she says, you know, Herb, you're the greatest. And I said, okay, glad to do it for you. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye-bye, I love you. Bye. So I know where she stands yet. And that's good. That's good. Because she has to come to terms with herself. I already came to terms. And we all have to come to terms. Because the world is our creation. And however we create it, that's exactly what we're getting out of it. And if you like your world, and you create your world well, you get a lot of good out of it. It's what we say here. When I know where you stand and how you feel, you're my reflection. When I know where you stand and how you feel, I will know myself. For you are my creation, that you know, and you are my reflection. So have a wonderful day and know that I'm with you in every possible way because I love you, I love you, I love you.